You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, so I spoke to Kate of People Against Prisons Aotearoa about the happenings and the supposed kind of blockade of the... The full title is the Defence, Industry and National Security Forum in Palmerston North. However, the real intention of this forum has been called into question, especially following the kind of reactions from protest groups.
Yes, and here's the interview.
What is the New Zealand Defence Industry Association's Defence Industry and National Security Forum about?
This is a forum in which local and world-leading war profiteers are going to come together to deal in weapons and arms. And as well as weapons and arms, they're also selling socks and uniforms to the militaries. But it is, for all intents and purposes, a weapons expo.
So does the term forum not infer discussion about the place of weapons and defence in New Zealand? Is it more of a kind of your home show of weapons?
Yep, that's more or less. There may be some discussion. I have never been to one personally. I've been outside of them. There, journalists have been in there every year, because every year the New Zealand Defence Industry Association likes to say that this isn't a weapons expo. It likes to say that we're exaggerating this weapons expo thing, and then every year journalists have gone in and taken pictures and found out that it definitely is a weapons expo. There are drones and machine guns on display. This year they haven't let journalists in for the very purpose that they know that by not letting journalists in, they can pretend that this isn't a weapons expo and then not have anyone refute that claim.
So why are you and People Against Prisons Aotearoa, among other groups that are down at the blockade, protesting this expo?
People Against Prisons Aotearoa has been joining the local peace action groups to protest the weapons expo for 3 years now. And we've done this because we see our kaupapas as very connected. The global arms trade displaces people all over the world. It forces people to leave their homes, and many refugees end up in detention camps, which many of the attendants at this weapons expo have money in as well. Serco, for example, is represented at the weapons expo today. Lockheed Martin has used prisoner slave labour to manufacture its weapons. And so we see our kaupapas with Auckland Peace Action Wellington, Peace Action Manawatu and the like as a very connected kaupapa. And we're always really proud to turn out and help to shut it down.
A lot of the headlines have somewhat been about the police presence and some clashes with protesters. Does the presence of the police at this forum imply that the state supports what is going on in the forum?
I think it does, or at the very least, the New Zealand police force is protecting the forum. So the police have turned out every year and use brutality against protesters for standing up against warmongering and imperialism. They are acting basically as glorified private security for the delegates and working to ensure that these people can go about their business uninterrupted.
Does this also mean that essentially the taxpayer, as much as I hate the term, is providing money for the police presence to protect these delegates?
Yeah, definitely. They've spent $250,000 on policing this year. And that's coming out of the taxpayer money, that's coming out of the budget that's allocated to the police out of taxpayers' money.
The council have made it quite clear that it's not coming from them, but I guess, well, as we've just discussed, the money is still going towards it. As I mentioned before, a lot of the headlines have been about kind of coming together between the police and protesters. Have there been any injuries or any kind of actual physical clashes like there have been in previous years?
So of all of the 10 arrests, only 2 people have been charged, and those are for assaulting a police officer. I was witness to one of those arrests, and the woman being arrested did no such thing. She didn't assault a police officer at all. Another arrest I witnessed was Papa's other spokesperson, Emi Urakete. There was a line of police trying to block us off from moving to our friends who were blocking a bus, and she tried to push through that line, and then she got tackled to the ground and arrested. She's actually suffered a concussion as a result of that arrest, and they were going to charge her with disorderly behaviour and assaulting a police officer. And as I witnessed this thing, she did not assault a police officer. But they were going to charge her with that, but because she had a concussion and vomited in the police van, they didn't go ahead with those charges because they knew it would look bad for them to charge a concussed and injured person. And then today, we have been blocking delegates from at the hotels at the site. We've been blocking buses that are supposed to be ferrying them to the Weapons Expo. And I didn't witness this personally, but a woman has had her arm broken by police. And so the conduct of the police has been completely unacceptable. They are acting as glorified security for the weapons dealers, and in the process, they're brutalising the people who stand up to them.
What is national security as well? That's another question I've got. It's in the title of the forum, but what does it mean in New Zealand Aotearoa? What is national security?
I believe national security is just a euphemism for having a military presence in places where America tells us to send soldiers.
Could we not perhaps secure our country in other ways, possibly more peaceful, productive ways? And
I don't believe that the New Zealand Defence Force is capable of securing New Zealand in any kind of peaceful way.
What do you think the role of the Defence Force should be in New Zealand?
Whatever role the New Zealand Defence Force has, it has no purpose putting on this forum. This forum does nothing, offers nothing of value. It offers nothing good to New Zealand or the world.
We're often told that the Defence Force is purely in countries in a peacekeeping capacity. Does a forum like this suggest that we're actively looking to upgrade what our Defence Force does? You said that there are photos of apparatus such as drones or machine guns. How in the keeping of peacekeeping is that?
It is not for the purpose of peacekeeping. The thing about this week's forum is that the people attending are predominantly capitalists, and they are selling to militaries all over the world, often selling weapons to both sides. Lockheed Martin is one of the has been one of the sponsors of these forums in the past and is definitely attending this year. And they just have a vested interest in making profit from war all over the world. So right now, this forum is put on for people who want to make money. But at the same time, we're also seeing a great upscaling of the military. That's something New Zealand First is contributing to this new coalition government, is increasing the military budget.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.